Yeah, and with this is a dirty rat, the one thing that I noticed in particular was that because the filler and wrapper ratio was a little bit different, it was a little narrower cigar, I got a little bit more of the wrapper, of this Maduro wrapper, which really brought out the chocolatey tones in the tobacco, which when you pair it with a sweet and with a sweet and vanilla-y whiskey, with a little bit of spice, I mean, both had spice. The one thing that was kind of, you kind of think of that kind of Mexican hot chocolate with a little bit of, say, for example, like a vanilla custard. It's a very pleasant combination.
Now, you see, with the Feral Flying Pig, I didn't have that chocolatey flavor because the binder filler wrapper ratio was much different than yours. I had much more filler and binder, where I had much more of the earth flavors. Some people joke around, they call it dirt flavor. You call it what you like. I much prefer earth flavor to some of the other things like chocolate. I'm not much of a chocolate fan or the creamy, the caramel type fan, so I'm much happier with an earth flavor.
Yeah, you know, I'm not as much an earthy tobacco fan. That tends to keep me away from Nicaragua tobaccos. In fact, I tend to lean much more towards the Caribbean, the Dominican, and some of the Cuban tobaccos, simply because they're not as earthy. They have a little bit more of that leathery, vanilla-y flavor to it, which is a little bit more pleasurable on my palate.
Excellent. Very good. Interesting. Very interesting. So if you're just joining in now, you've got Gregory Carpenter, Mr. Junk Bond, and you got Mr. Will from the hinterlands of Kansas here together in the People's Democratic Republic of Northern Virginia, going through Scotch whiskey and cigar pairings, a task that we undertook for you, our listening audience. We want you to know that we did this with the purest of heart and the best intentions to ensure that we would be able to pass on the best pairing information for some premium cigars and premium scotches. You ready to hit number four?
Very much so. Where would you like me to start?
Oh, let's start at the beginning. Let's go backwards this time. Why don't you tell them about that cigar we had?
Well, how do I start with perfection?
Let me tell you how you start with perfection, folks. You start in Cuba somewhere, right? The land of... So the reason that Cuban cigars have this beautiful, smooth, vanilla-y, creamy, just almost heavenly flavor to them is because Cuba was a center of massive volcanic activity hundreds of thousands of years ago. And it deposited more lithium in the soil than there is anywhere else in the world. So you can say people, you know, smoking Cuban cigars, you guys are like they did back in the old days, you know, in the psychiatric places, give people a lot of lithium and make them mellow out. On the other hand, the lithium actually at the at the molecular level actually has an effect on the tobacco, which turns it into the creamiest, smoothest, happiest tobacco, I think, on the face of the earth.
I tend to agree with you there, Greg. We started out next with probably one of the crown jewels of Habanos tobacco, and that is the flagship of Bolivar, the Bolivar Bellicoso. Now, we could have gone with a Maduro, but in this case, we decided to stick with the natural wrapper, which I think was a good choice because what we were following with was going to have a lot of flavor. So this Bolivar Bellicoso was bold and spicy with a creamy finish. And when I say bold and spicy, folks, I'm talking bold and spicy. This is a powerful stick, and I think that around the world, the people that are looking for a cigar that's going to give you a little punch in the nose, this is the one they look for. So it's a full-body cigar. It's very balanced. And again, it has just a very slight cocoa flavor to it because this is, again, a natural wrapper, so you're not going to have those deep, mature tones that a Maduro would have. But this also had a very, very strong vanilla flavor to it that lingered really into the finish of the palate, and that's going to really be important for the, drum roll please, the whiskey pairing. And so, Greg, why don't you tell us about that particular whiskey?
Fair enough.